Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora, stand-up guy, taking time, 15 minutes no less, to give us the straightforward and the whatnot here about the Rafael Devers deal and all things going forward on your Red Sox Matters here on WEEI Afternoons. I'll go to you first, Ted. Initial thoughts.
I thought he was excellent in answering. Just, you know, there's our questions clearly and concisely, with no confusion and how he felt. I think the one thing that jumps out the most, Dan, is how he said, you know, how the guys responded to the trade. Like, he basically said the guys came in and they were positive, and he referenced a player from 2022.
I believe he was talking about Christian Vasquez.
He was with the Astros.
Yeah, they were bummed about that because he was a leader in beloved.
Right. Team. So he's basically telling you it was the opposite of the Vasquez trade, right? That the guys came in and they responded in a positive way, as opposed to, you know, going, oh, you know, we're losing one of our best players and sucking their thumb. That, to me, was pretty telling, I thought, for him to say it that way.
Yeah, I would wonder if it was kind of a nod to just the blissful ignorance of being young. You don't have a lot of long-term teammates around him, where I think
he did invest in
Rafi in 2022. But I also think that was a nod to, hey, you know, he wasn't as integral to the leadership and the fabric and the, you know, the youth movement that we have as Christian Vasquez was. I think that I kind of got the feeling that maybe it was a little bit of both, and that was as he tends to do when he talks in these situations, just a little wink, wink, nod, nod, read between the lines how you choose about how that guy was perceived in the locker room.
I did appreciate that we did get a bit of a timeline. So he said he's been aware for a week or so, or at least the last week plus, that the Devers deal was going down.
That was interesting. But another timeline, and I don't, maybe this was been clear the whole time, and forgive my ignorance, but I felt he did say that I think it was you, Dan, you know, that asked, you know, if you could go back and do it differently, what would you have done? And he basically said, yeah, I wish we, you know, but he said the Bregman thing didn't come into clarity until at the very end. Like, yeah, it wasn't like he knew months and months before spring training that Bregman was coming. He basically said, I didn't know until right before, you know, the season or the spring training started, that he was coming, and then I got there early to make sure I talked to Rafi about it. So there's some people that say that they knew all along and they should have told Rafi long before spring training started. But I feel like he cleared, at least in my mind, cleared that up for me.
And take a shot, because I'm about to use a word we've used all day for the EEI Afternoons drinking game. But the alignment factor in all of this, yeah, that aligns with Craig Breslow earlier this morning saying that this has been an 8-month-long ordeal that led to the trade.
Yes.
Which takes you back to the beginning of the offseason when you started to hear the rumors of both Bregman and Nolan Arenado percolate.
That's it.
But it was also at that point that they were saying, no, don't worry. It's just bluster. It's just news. It's just you dumb radio idiots talking about it. There's nothing to that. So
yeah, they probably should have been a little more forthcoming.
It feels like there was, you want to call it lying, that's fine. It feels like there was a bit of an ego massaging going on all the way through the offseason. Maybe they got to a functional point where it was going to work out fine. And then you throw Alex Bregman into the mix, and all of a sudden, all the goodwill is gone.
Immediate feedback from the listenership at 617-779-7937. Keep up on the questions. Good job, guys. Yep, he said aligned right away. Aligned, aligned. Three other texts about aligned. Drink, put that on your bingo card.
He laughed. He chuckled. Did you hear that?
Yeah, a little chuckle. He knows. Yep. He knows.
Like, he listens. He listens.
It's part of the game right now. Ted, 720 texter. He sounds a lot lighter right now, as if a weight has been lifted off of his shoulders. Do you think right now, because he did make a point three times during the interview of saying, listen, let's make no mistake. You know, this is one of the best baseball players, one of the best hitters in the world. Like, we're not better right now for losing Rafi Devers. But do you think, even though he seemed to have liked Rafael Devers the person, Alex Cora, the baseball manager, is relieved?
Yes, I do. Because I think it... Part of it is, you know, it's just kind of a dark cloud. If Rafi's going to be coming to, you know, to warm ups, playing shortstop and kind of rubbing it in the face of Breslow, it's like he has to deal with that. You know, he has to massage it and kind of, you know, placate the players. And he just wants to coach guys that want to be there and that are all pulling the same direction. And Rafi clearly wasn't. And so, when you have a player of that magnitude that's paid that much, that is kind of, you know, doing things that are not what you would want, then it can be a drag going to work and having to really basically answer. You know what it is? It's answering questions about Rafi every single week. Now that he's gone, he can just coach and not have to worry about that thing that was just always there, Dan.
I mean, it's as much as we've been talking about this trade now for a couple of days, and this whole, you know, Bregman not playing third base DH thing has been going on since February. This has been a multi-year thing for Alex Cora in terms of having to be the kind of the conduit between Rafael Devers and either the rest of the roster or the rest of the organization. So I think with the suggestion that, oh, he sounds like he's relieved, I can imagine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because I get the sense that this was something that has been varying forms of an issue or at least a weight on his shoulders for years at a time, going back far before the whole Bregman thing arose.
You know what gets Alex going? You know what blows his skirt up is my guess is the Nesson had a shot last week of the three young bucks. It was the night that Roman Anthony was brought up, and you got Roman Anthony in the dugout next to Marcelo Meyer, next to Christian Campbell, and the bookends were Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman. Talking to the three of them.
There's your team.
And Alex, my guess, it's like there wasn't Rafi there. Rafi wasn't talking to the young kids. It was Bregman and Crochet. And you think that just that snapshot of the five of them sitting in the dugout talking in the game, that's what Alex wants. He wants that dynamic at play. He wants the older veterans to be open to working with the young guys and teaching them how to be professional baseball players. And so now he's got, I think, a team that where everybody in there is kind of feeling the same way.
In regards to the Red Sox potentially spending some of, if not the majority of his salary for this year or the contract going forward. There was an interesting little nugget he provided us about putting some pressure on ownership.
Yeah, the way I see it is up to us now, right? Even with Rafi or without Rafi, we need to put pressure on the front office and ownership, you know, for them to do that. You know, we're 2 games over .500. If the season ends today, we're in the wild card spot, right? We've been playing well the last 2 weeks, and the reason is because we're pitching. So just keep pulling, piling up wins, keep pitching well. And if we do that, you know, I truly believe that we're going to be in a good spot going into the training deadline, and it's going to be a lot different than the last few years.
That was in response to my question about, you know, now that you got money that's freed up, you know, do you expect that, you know, do you want the front office to do something big at the trade deadline? Well, he just told you. Yeah. We want to put pressure on him.
You know what that adds to my wish list, too? The two things I'd like to see before the trade deadline even get done. And these are, again, these are pie in the sky, so bear with me. This is just complete fandom. Extension for Roman Anthony. Let's get that done. And please, for the love of God.
No more Sweet Caroline in the eighth.
No. For my own sanity, please sign Alex Bregman to a contract extension. Please pull the opt-out out of the contract and make sure that all of this wasn't for nothing. So I have to go through a Rafael Devers trade and an Alex Bregman leaving in free agency all within a 12-month span. Okay. I don't know if he'd do it. I don't know if he's in on that after seeing kind of where the situation is. But
you're sold on Bregman.
I am. This is based on what just happened with Rafael Devers and the fact that the introduction of Alex Bregman was certainly a catalyst for some of the issues that he had. This has to be Alex Bregman and Roman Anthony's team in 2026.
I like it.
Has to be for me. And if it is, I am totally fine. No questions asked about the deal you just made. No questions at all.
Rob Refsnyder extension. Well, actually, no slight at Rob Refsnyder. I think that guy's great.
Yeah, next Red Sox manager, awesome. According to Alex Cora.
Honestly, he's great. No, there's some high character guys now that are going to be at the forefront of this, Ted. And it's and they're doing their job as well. And if, I mean... Also, before I grab a call and catch a break, I just want to say, we were on this, not that it's anything revolutionary or nouveau, but we were on this a few weeks ago. The pitching. It starts with the pitching. You can't have a 7.12 ERA in the first inning of games anymore.
Nope.
Sorry, you can't go out there and hang a 3 or a 5 spot and say, all right, offense, go get him, kids.
It's been the key.
Five in the hole. It's been massive for them.
The key.
And Dobbins as well, I'll eat the L. Remember I said last week, I thought Crochet would be a boss Friday night. Dobbins may get served on Saturday. My bad. That guy wants to stick around and be a part of this rotation.
He's a tough SOB.
He's a gamer,
he's
man.
A dog. I like him.
He's a Texas guy. That's why
he
you
is.
Like him.
He is, man.
617-779-7937. Peter's in traffic and wants to know why we didn't ask Alex Cora a particular question. All right, Peter, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, I wish you had asked him how he feels playing for an ownership group that does not fundamentally care about winning. Because it's clear to me that the ownership group does not care about winning. They were good for championships, but they stopped caring about 7 years ago, took their eye off the ball. I will hang up and listen, but last thing is, this city is a toilet. Traffic is so bad. Why do we live here?
Amen. Amen, brother. Preach.
It's an absolute, it fucking
I get it, though. He gets a breakfast ball. He gets a mulligan.
Dude.
Peter was all of us, whoever designed this city. If we were told, Ted, everybody move out of town for 3 years, and when you come back, we will have brand new roads. You couldn't pack up quick enough.
You know what? It's really, I got to sit in traffic like this and pay what in rent and what in mortgage rates? Are you out of your mind? This is the most expensive place in the country to live, and I got to sit in traffic like this? Oh, preach, Peter, my man.
Goodness. We have a dump button for a reason. 617-779. Yes, it is.
Sorry, but just real quick, going to Peter, I believe it was, you know, if you listen to Craig Breslow last night, they actually think that the move that they made with Devers is going to help them win more games this year.
And I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Okay, they don't have,
they
lose the very potent left-handed bat in the form of Rafael Devers. They're now former starting designated hitter. However,
they gain
maybe just, who knows?
Continuity. They gain, you know, just the culture
alignment. Culture, alignment, that, yeah. Maybe more drink. Opportunity. Yosada, exactly. Yeah, everyone drink except Peter, because don't drink in a rage like that in traffic. All right, when we come back, some final thoughts on Alex Cora. We'll see if we can get anything from Rafael Devers' introduction, which is taking place right now in San Francisco. And, of course, a crossover with Christian Arcane. He probably didn't like anything in the interview as well. It's all coming up here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.